So 2025 and even the rest of December here is going to be characterized as a time of extreme volatility and sudden events that shock the world, a time of extreme instability. We just saw this with South Korea, the president declaring martial law, seizing control of the entire media, and then the parliament in South Korea voting within hours to say no to the martial law, and then the South Korean military breaking the windows and breaking into the parliament building. Apparently, they were given orders to arrest the lawmakers there. But then, you know, the currency started to collapse. A bunch of financial fallout began. And I don't know what happened behind the scenes, but then the South Korean president came out and declared the martial law is lifted. It was like a 12-hour panic or something. So that is exactly what 2025 is going to look like. You're going to see unexpected events set off chain reactions that we cannot anticipate. You're going to see volatility through the roof. And this is why people who know that this is coming, like I just recently interviewed Michael Yan, and he knows this is coming too. People who know what's coming, right now they're rushing to safety. They're rushing to certainty. Like financially, they're buying gold. They're buying gold more than Bitcoin. Because, you know, Bitcoin, it'll probably go up, but there could be massively volatile, unpredictable events that affect Bitcoin. You know, huge swings up or down. Gold is going to be the safe haven for, you know, financial concerns. But even geopolitically, we are all going to find ourselves thrust into events way beyond our control. We're going to suffer, you know, psychological whiplash in 2025. And there's so many things in the world on the verge of breaking right now. Like, could be Russia, could be Iran, could be Israel, could be Syria now, could be China and Taiwan, could be currency wars, could be martial law just out of the blue. Boom, you wake up and, hey, martial law, you know. There could be a coup attempt against Trump by the woke military. I mean, who knows? There could be a deliberate engineered banking collapse, just boom, overnight. You wake up, your money's just no longer accessible. Yeah. Hence another reason to have gold in your possession, because it doesn't just digitally vanish, you know? But 2025 is going to be the year of shocking events. Shock doctrine. You know, part of that is to scare people into obedience and compliance. A part of it is to create opportunities for the deep state to profit from the chaos. As they say, never let a good crisis go to waste. Yeah, well, they get to cause the crises, and then they take advantage of them to shore up their own power and control. So this is what's going to characterize 2025. And in this podcast, I'm not just, you know, warning about this, but also I'm going to try to give you some tips and some preparedness advice, I mean, psychological preparedness of how we can be ready for this. So one of the big things is going to be the psychological anchors. I mean, where do you find psychological anchoring? Some people find it in relationships, perhaps with a spouse or with family members. But a lot of families were torn apart by the COVID lies and also politics. You know, most families have had some kind of split of Democrats versus Trump supporters, etc. And so often you can't rely on your family. You know, your circumstances may vary, but that's a very common phenomenon today. So what about faith? What about faith in our Creator, however you express it? Faith in our Creator, I believe, should be a very important anchor point in your life. Understanding that you are here for a purpose, understanding that your life is not an accident, and that God or our Creator, however you describe our Creator, wants you to be here right now in this time. And that I believe that your soul actually chose to be alive during this time as well, which may be one of the most challenging times in human history. So why are you here? Why did God feel that you were up to the task to be here? Why did you agree to be here? I think a part of your soul agreed to be here. And the obvious answer is because you are capable of handling it. You are capable. You have the resources to be able to navigate this, and you're here for a reason, I believe, to also help others navigate this. I know that's why I'm here, to help people navigate this, to help spread truth, to help create tools that can allow people to uplift others and conserve and multiply human knowledge. These are the kinds of reasons that I believe I'm here. And whatever reasons you're here, think about those right now. Think about the fact that there is a creator. This universe is not an accident. And probably we are not alone. Just to throw that in there too. You know, human beings are not the only intelligent creatures in the cosmos. Obviously it's more than humans just on Earth, but I mean, planet Earth isn't the only planet with intelligent life. That's also pretty obvious. So it's a much bigger cosmos than what we deal with day to day. So that brings me to my second point here, which is to keep it all in perspective. Perspective. Here's a really useful way to think about all of this. I believe that this 3D physical world is a simulation, but a simulation created by God. Not a simulation that's running as a digital video game created by a hyper-advanced extraterrestrial civilization. I think God created the cosmos, but this 3D space is one of God's simulations, and there are many, probably a multiverse of them. And in this simulation, your soul is injected into this physical body for you to sort of play the simulation, which is what life is. And during that process, hopefully learn what you're here to learn, achieve what you're here to achieve, to discover who you are, and to prove your worthiness with spiritual merit, after which we are judged or scored according to what we've done on this planet. And that's described in every world religion. It's described in Christianity. It's described in Buddhism. It's described in Islam, and so on. There's a judgment. There's a score, in essence. And whether you believe that or not, it's a very helpful way. I believe it, but I think it's also a helpful way to look at the world here, which is to realize that there's a greater reality after this reality. So in other words, just the other day, NASA announced that there was an asteroid that's going to hit the planet within hours, and they just discovered it. And it turns out it's only 2 feet wide, you know, so it's like, why are you even bothering to mention this? 2 feet wide, it's going to burn up in the atmosphere. It's not even going to hit the planet. So, like, what's the point? Well, you know, they're just trying to freak people out, I guess. But suppose NASA announced instead that there's an asteroid that's 2 kilometers wide that's going to hit the Earth. Well, if you think that life is all there is, then you're going to panic and freak out. You're like, oh my God, my life's going to end, and then it's just nothing, and this is the end of everything. And that's not a really healthy response. But if you understand this is a simulation, man, the real world is beyond this. My real home is in a realm beyond this, a dimension beyond this, a dimension that sometimes is given the name heaven, by the way. But that a 2-kilometer-wide asteroid slamming into planet Earth can't destroy your soul. It can end your physical life, you know, probably in an instant, but it can't destroy your soul, and it doesn't take you away from your life's goals. And you don't have any control over a 2-kilometer-wide asteroid hitting Earth anyway, so there's no point in fretting over it, and it's not the end of you. So that perspective can be rather comforting. It's like, hey, it's not the end of you. Whatever happens on this Earth, this is the testing ground. This is the simulation. This isn't even the real world, okay? This is like living in the Matrix. You know, what happens in the Matrix, it seems real when you're in it, but it's not actually real outside the Matrix. So keep that in mind. No matter what happens, don't panic over it. Now, another perspective to keep in mind is that the volatility that we're about to go through, this is a set of birthing pains to get us to the next society. In other words, you know, we've lived in a system that's totally corrupt. We've lived with counterfeit currencies since 1913 and the creation of the Federal Reserve. And we've lived with, you know, rigged elections and a rigged justice system and just war profiteering around the world and the military-industrial complex, you know, and the CIA running psychological operations against the American people. We've lived with all this for a long time, our whole lives. Well, what does it look like when that ends? It looks like volatility. It looks like chaos. It looks like dismantling the existing systems. And will there be some discomfort in that chaos? Will there be some, maybe a little bit of fear? Absolutely. Because of uncertainty. If the world is changing, then it's uncertain. You know, some people love the certainty of the current corrupt system and they don't want to give it up. They cling to it. You know, like the NPCs in the Matrix, they cling to it. They're like, we love the Matrix. You know, it feels comfortable here. The soup tastes good. Good noodles. But the rest of us are like, no, I want to be red-pilled. I want to know what's happening, and let's revolutionize this whole system as best we can. And let's transcend this system. And in order to do that, we're going to have to live through the tearing down of the system. That's going to cause chaos. That's going to have some unpredictability. And in some people's minds, it's going to be, you know, fearful. It doesn't have to be fearful for you, though. When you recognize it as part of the process of the tearing down and rebuilding. And that's my point here. This is what tearing down and rebuilding looks like. It's exactly what it looks like. So don't be, you know, freaked out by it. It's like, this is entirely expected. I mean, think about what's it going to look like when the dollar collapses? Yeah, people are going to freak out. Everybody's going to panic. Oh, there goes your pension. You know, people are going to freak out. But long term, in order to achieve human freedom, we have to be free from counterfeit currency that's centralized and controlled by a corrupt criminal government, don't we? So the dollar must be dismantled one way or another, or it must be allowed to collapse in order for human freedom to emerge, which would look something more like a decentralized monetary system. Maybe a blockchain-based system, maybe something like Bitcoin, maybe a gold-backed Bitcoin, but something decentralized. You know, the era of counterfeit fiat currency, I think, is coming to an end because it's just a scam. It's a ripoff, and ultimately the currencies fail. And think about how the U.S. government has weaponized the dollar printing in order to fund all of its wars and psychological operations and COVID pandemics and, you know, COVID disinformation deceptions and all these things. That was all because of money printing. You take away money printing from the government, all of a sudden, government has a very hard time being weaponized against you. So we should celebrate the collapse of the dollar. And this is kind of the final perspective in all of this. Don't fear change. Don't fear volatility. Celebrate it as the process of change. When the dollar collapses, I'm going to call it World Freedom Day. You might say, well, gosh, and the dollar collapses, people are going to be hurt financially. It's going to be horrible. People are hurt financially every day right now from money printing. The dollar is a weapon. Ending the dollar, yes, may cause short-term pain, especially for those who don't know what's about to happen. But long-term, it's freedom. Ending the dollar should be one of the key goals of human civilization, which also means ending the current U.S. empire. But it doesn't mean the United States has to die. It just means it has to be reformed and resurrected, which I believe that process is actually underway. That's underway right now. And I think the Trump election victory is one indication. And I'm not saying that Trump is our savior, by the way. And I'm not saying I believe all the white hat, like, you know, QAnon theory stuff. I'm just saying that this is part of the process. It looks like this. How many people do you know now who are ready to tear down the old system? I mean, think about it. The guy just nominated to run the FBI, Kash Patel, he's the guy who said we need to tear down the FBI. Like, when has that ever happened before? And RFK Jr., if he ends up running HHS, that he's been nominated for? I mean, half of his goal will be to tear down HHS and the FDA and the NIH and the CDC. I don't know if he'll achieve all that, but at least he has that understanding that that's a necessary part of this process. So, you know, keep all that in mind too. These are different times from what we've lived through. That's my point. You think the world is all predictable and the future is going to be like the past? Think again. 2025, you know, there's a reason why I predicted years ago. I said the United States of America will cease to exist as we know it by the end of 2025. And I think I started making this prediction, I don't know, in 2016 or 17 or something like that. It was, maybe it was 2014. I've been making this prediction for many, many years because I could kind of see the convergence and the fourth turning and the revolutions and the generational shifts and so on. 2025 is going to be a pivotal year where things change beyond the ability of most people to even imagine that change. The future that we're going to live in will not resemble the past in so many significant ways. It will be, in many ways, unrecognizable. And that is a good thing. The old system needs to go. The old system is broken. It's corrupt. It's fraudulent. It doesn't work. It feeds off of human suffering and war and globalism and depopulation and psyops and false histories and fake corporate media news and all of that. That system has got to go. Dismantling that system has begun. You're part of it. I'm part of it. You know, they tried to silence all of us and they failed. We kept building the future together. Like, I'm building a new AI engine that's just going to be mind-blowing, revolutionary. You can sign up for it, by the way, at Brighteon.ai. It'll be free. Brighteon.ai. We released old models last year that were just kind of, well, not that great compared to what's coming. Let me tell you that. What's coming is mind-blowing. It will change the world. And revolutions in decentralized finance and decentralized food production and farming and medicine, decentralized knowledge, these revolutions are now just reaching maturity. I mean, this is a breakout moment for the human spirit, for human civilization, for human knowledge and technology. And so many of the lies of the past are just going to be peeled away. We've been living in a Truman Show. We've been living in a false reality. History is fake, what we've been taught. You know, the science is fake. Medicine, fake. Pharma, fake. News, fake. Money, fake. Elections, fake. You've been living in a Truman Show. And it's all going to be revealed. The revealing has begun. We've already just seen the congressional report talking about how all of COVID was fake, the masks, fake, the lockdowns, fake, the jabs, the government disinformation, psyops. This was all acknowledged now by the U.S. House of Representatives. I mean, wow, did you think you would live to see that? My, how times have changed. So don't fret about big change, about chaos, about volatility. Look at it and understand it's worth celebrating. When crazy things happen in the world, just understand, oh, that's part of the process. This is what radical reform looks like. It's perfectly normal. In fact, I think we should celebrate the radical changes because, you know, earthquakes, they will rearrange the geography of the planet. They'll create a whole new continent or a new mountain range sometimes. And when that happens, you know, it's pretty volatile. The ground is shaking. You know, it's rattling your bones and knocking you off your feet. But when it's all done, you're like, hey, a new mountain range. Wow, that's a new coastline. Wow, new volcano, new island. Huh, that's amazing. That's a good metaphor for what we're going through. So let me say this. Naturalnews.com. We are about to revolutionize our content publishing. It's going to happen in the next week. We'll be publishing 4 times a day and covering a lot more news. And we have developed a lot of in-house technology to help us with this. Some of it AI augmented, by the way, to speed our process. So we're going to be doing a lot more publishing, covering a lot more news sources, covering a lot of books, a lot of hidden information sources, lost PDFs, like once secret government documents, things like that. So be sure to check naturalnews.com at least a couple times a day starting next week. Brighteon.com is going to have a major upgrade in the next couple of months. We are resolving some data structure issues for scalability, but once that's done, we're going to roll out a new upgrade, maybe in December, maybe January. And that's going to be a whole new enhanced video experience and streaming experience. A lot more people will be streaming on Brighteon because of that. So check that out, Brighteon.com. We are going to continue to fund and build out Brighteon.social, the social media site, Brighteon.io, the decentralized social media site, as well as Brighteon.ai, the large language models, with the new engine coming out in 2025 with a whole new name, just revolutionary technology that's just going to blow your mind. These will all contribute to the quickening of human knowledge and human revolutions and human freedom. That's why we are here. That's why I'm here. This is all part of that process. And through my church, the Church of Natural Abundance, we are going to be making more donations and helping more people in need and using the gifts of, you know, financial resources and food abundance to help as many other people as possible along the way. So everything that we're doing is guided by our creator, I believe, and it's in alignment with Team Humanity and the uplifting of the human race and the revolutionary time that we are going through, which will see a new America, you know, the next society, I've called it. The old society is crumbling. It's collapsing. We get to build the next society. That's why it's important for us to be here and to be healthy and to be informed and to be free and to understand the importance of decentralization, all these things. Let us not build back the same corrupt government control system that demands our obedience and enslavement to a confiscatory taxation, you know, tyrannical system. Heck no, man, we're done with that. When we build the next society, it needs to be decentralized. It needs to be rooted in libertarian principles. It needs to be rooted in ideas of really anarchism, which doesn't mean anarchy per se. It just means that there's no overlording government authority that determines how we can live our lives. Freedom, in other words. So there's a lot to ponder here, but stay informed, read naturalnews.com, support us at healthrangerstore.com for your nutrition products. And then we take profits from that and help fund all these platforms and things that I've just mentioned. And then if you want to take advantage of our third-party deals, we put discounts and deals together for you on so many things offered by third parties. Some of them are sponsors, some of them are donors, some of them are just companies that we want to help support. You can go to rangerdeals.com and you can see all the discount codes there for things like chlorine dioxide, ivermectin for pets, gun leather holsters that are really high-end, de-googled phones for privacy, satellite phones, goldbacks, prepper bars with made out of silver, gold and silver coins, so much more. That's all at rangerdeals.com with the discount codes there. It's usually the discount code is the word ranger, by the way. That's what I try to enforce everywhere. It's like, if you want to give our audience a discount, just make the discount code ranger. It's easy if it's the same code everywhere, and that's what we try to do for you. But check it out, rangerdeals.com, or like I said, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. Be ready for what's coming and reframe the volatility as opportunity, and you'll be much happier because it's going to get wild. Thanks for listening. Take care. All right, the Goldback Company has just issued a new set of goldbacks for the state of Florida. This is the one goldback for Florida. It's got a unique pattern on it. And here's the five, which is 5/1000ths of an ounce of gold embedded in the goldback itself. These contain real physical gold in them. We've done the lab testing and verified the purity and the mass of the gold. And for the first time ever, Florida is now represented in goldbacks. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, then you'll see our lab testing that we've conducted on the goldbacks, And there's a link there where you can purchase Goldbacks. We do benefit from that purchase. We get a little bit of an affiliate reward for the Goldbacks. We partner with the Goldback company. But you get real physical gold in this highly divisible form. And here's some of our testing that we've done with the crucible. And this is the acid dissolving. This is the stone test and so on. We use our ICP-MS instruments and our analytical balances to verify the amount of gold they contain. And just here's some more photos. And then here's some of the results down here. Sorry, it's a lot of information. Yeah, here we go. Recovery over 100%. So you're going to get at least 100% of the gold that is claimed in these gold backs. So this says 1/1000th of an ounce of gold, which today, you know, I mean, gold's getting a lot more valuable in terms of dollars because dollars are declining in value. But this is a divisible form of gold. You know, it's hard to spend a gold coin. And I mean, gold coins have their place, don't get me wrong. And I think anybody acquiring gold is on a path of wisdom as far as I'm concerned. But this is a divisible form. Like you can use 1/1000th of an ounce of gold to pay for a sandwich, for example, or to barter with someone, or to use it at a farmer's market, or to give it as a gift, or to use it as tips. These are amazing. They have amazing artwork. There are different states that are represented, like Wyoming, for example, and Utah, but now Florida for the first time. So go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, click on the link there, and you'll be able to see the entire Florida set that's available now for the first time ever. Texas is not yet available, but we're hoping that will happen maybe next year. But Florida is available now. Collector sets are available. These are going to be collector's items in addition to, you know, their utility, and they make amazing gifts for people, especially Christmas gifts too. So these are in stock and available right now at verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for your support.